Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
We have a great show for you today. It is on new beginnings. So we are talking about life brings major redirections, yet at every moment there's an opportunity for a do-over as well. How to embrace change, step into new realities, and look at life from a bigger picture from within the fields of unified consciousness.
Well, and I think we want to make the point, Joan, about new beginnings.
Yes.
Because in patterns, there's always beginnings and endings. But we're looking to really shift that for people and help them understand that it can be a new beginning because it's a new pattern. And that's what our focus is about. Not the same old thing going over and over again.
Right, exactly. So it's not like a beginning. So you also mean it's not like a beginning of a new cycle, but it's like a complete open door and
yes.
brand new thingy. And we also want to let folks know that this is a live show today and that we are taking callers. So if you want to call in and talk with us live and actually be here with us for this conversation, you can dial 888-627-6008. So that phone number is 888-627-6008.
And please we always are looking for input from our listeners. So we provide the topic, a new beginning. And in that context, what shows up is all part of the whole. So don't feel if it feels like something you're not referencing to, but it probably is because that's the way we play the game here. So and what do we want people to know this week about what we're doing, Joan? Let's get all that out of the way so
okay.
We can get into it.
Yes. So we got a lot of things coming up, and I have several things coming up, and you've got some really exciting new developments as well. The thing that I have coming up this coming Saturday is I have a meetup in Tacoma. So if you're in the Puget Sound area, come on down and meet me at the Conscious Conversations meetup. It's at the Swayze Library in Tacoma. That's on 6th Avenue, and it's at 3:30 on Saturday the 8th. And then my next thing coming up is online. I have a webinar next Monday the 10th. At 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's going to have phone and video access on consciousness techniques. So if you've ever had times where your life has just flowed with synchronicity and serendipity, and wouldn't you like to experience that more often, I am going to show some simple yet profound techniques for navigating life as consciousness, and you will gain greater confidence for showing up and taking action. You'll learn how to step out of the drama into a bigger experience of life and transform problems into joy. And that is live and online on Monday, August 10th, and I'm actually also going to be teaching that in person in Tacoma on Thursday, August 27th. Then you and I have a conscious conference call. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's a great place for you to get up close and personal at a long distance way. So we're all on the party line at once, and we look at what comes up and just play and really strengthen skills, like dropping into heart-centered awareness and what that is. So if you're listening and you're like, what are they really talking about? We take it one-on-one in a group situation. And it's a great way to really deal with us on that more personal level. So heartily recommend it. And we have a great time. We have really been noticing how deep the group goes into sacred space. So we want to invite you to do that, definitely.
Okay, and that is Thursday, August the 20th at 7 p.m. And if you want to join us there, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we will sign you up. And I've got a couple other things here, which is I'm also teaching a workshop and a webinar this coming month, Accessing Unseen Health.
That's the truth of it.
That is true. Your unseen help for your life, health, and business. Yeah. And just to let you know, you are not alone. There's unseen support available to you to help transform your life, health, and business. And you can learn easy and effortless ways to connect with and receive communication from your invisible friends. And I have an additional bonus that if you've worked with the healing guides and guardian angels and spirit guides in the past, you can receive an upgrade for more effective interaction in today's higher frequencies. And that is coming up, the in-person workshops on Monday, August 31st, and the online webinar is on Friday, August 28th. And you can find out where and when all these are and sign up on my website at joan-newcomb.com, joan-newcomb.com. And let me see. Oh, Janet, this is exciting. I am so excited for you. Tell them about your meetup.
Oh, so we're going to have a meetup in Portland, Oregon, if you're in the area or local to us, on Tuesday evenings. So anyone who's interested in exploring consciousness from a heart-centered awareness, I invite you to join us. It'll be a weekly experience, and you can find out more about that on my website, which hasn't posted this new information yet, but it'll be there by the time you need it. Or just email me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com and I'll get you all the information. Or you can look at Meetup for Portland, Oregon, and there should be Conscious Conversations with Janet will be listed, and it'll give you all the info. So that's something new we're going to get going. And then what else? We want people to join us on Facebook and all that good stuff. What else we got there? Are we ready to talk about what we're talking about today or what?
Yes. So find us specifically on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And we also like you to email us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. If you've got any questions or suggestions, and we love your suggestions for topics. There's some really juicy ones.
Life is full, and so share, because what's affecting one of us is affecting all of us on the level where we're all one in consciousness. So these are important considerations. What's challenging you today or tomorrow or last week is hanging around, hasn't really resolved itself in a way you like. It fits in so totally with what we're talking about today. How to have a new beginning, a new way with it. And I know both Joan and I experience with our clients, so often they come in with an issue, and then by the time they leave, they don't remember they had the issue.
Yes.
And that is very common in this kind of work. So we want to really open up to the idea that if you're in the right state of reference to potential and the unified field, which is what we do through accessing heart-centered awareness, that is real. That is where that is real. So most of us go about in life from that place of, oh, that's a nice idea, but it'll never change. And we really play in the place of, no, it can be different. Well, what if it could? And we want to invite everyone who's listening to start to hold that awareness. And that's why we use consciousness technologies, because that's the format of exploring that.
Yes. So we're going to be dropping into heart space in just a little bit. But at this moment, we have to stop for a commercial break. So stay tuned, because we'll be talking about new beginnings in a state of grace. And Janet will be taking us into heart space in just a couple moments.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and this is Janet laughing with me, and we are talking about new beginnings. And you had some very astute things that you were saying about what new beginnings are. And it's they're not just, you know, a recycling of the old, or, you know, a new fall start to the next grade in school, but it's really like a brand new opening and a brand new experience. And I loved what you said about, you know, it's like our clients will be leaving. They'll come in with a problem and they'll leave going, I have no idea why I came here the first time. You know, it's like they'll be so, the charge will be taken out of it. It will have literally it's a internal sunshine of the spotless mind kind of experience.
Well, it can be that. It can also be the client who comes in with the issue, and by the time we get done, the issue isn't necessarily gone, but it has shifted in a way that makes it easier to notice it and to be present with it. And so often, you know, in changing how we are engaging the information that the issue is holding determines where you go with it. Right. And it's kind of like if you think of the disco ball and it's got all the sides of glass, and it changes and it can change and it can change and it can change. And we shifted to a reality where it's not that it didn't happen, but it's a reality of where you experience it in a new way from having had that experience. And so we're not trying to fool anyone. We're not trying to fool ourselves. We are looking at ways to engage our life and our experiences as consciousness for enjoyment. I think that's the bottom line, right?
Yeah. That's great. You're going to take us into heart space.
Yeah, now. Well, we'll see how that goes here, everybody. So in just letting go, wherever you are, whatever time, space you might find yourself in, great. And just put it aside a little bit so the part of you that can track and pay attention to us and is conscious of consciously tracking us can be active. So you can go about and be doing the dishes or driving, whatever it might be. Just breathe. Just relax the shoulders. Just start to let it go. And just bring your awareness down from, there's a lot of people out of the top of their head. Okay, everybody. So open the hole in the top of your head. Some of you might refer to it as a crown chakra. It depends upon how you notice information. Just allow an opening in the top of your head. There you go. And just allow the opening to deepen. And just take yourself down into yourself and down into what feels like the region of your heart. Whoa. Oh, that's nice. All right. There's the region of the heart, and feel your beat. Feel the heartbeat. Acknowledge you have a heart. Thank it for the wonderful job, no matter what condition it's in. Thank you. It's beating. And just now expand outward your awareness into an emotional terrain, emotional heart. Just notice what's there. If it's colorful, if it's full of feeling, if it's whatever. If you think of your dog, if you think of your boss, notice what you feel and how you've encoded that. And then just keep expanding beyond that into the core, the essence of all, the heart of consciousness, where we're all one, where we've lost our individuality. Because actually that emotional terrain is your individuality. So we go beyond that and work them together. So just notice that. And what if it's okay to be here? And from this place, this is about potential. This is about story kind of loses its hold on you. And information is just going to start to be free to show up in new ways. So there's a lot of backache going on, it feels like, Joan. So let's just bring everybody into heart, into the body. There we go. It's precious to be alive. I don't care how you think about it. It's precious. So just notice that way. There we go. There's, that's loosening some shoulders up. It's precious. Yeah, that's nice, Joan. What'd you notice?
Yeah, I was noticing as you were describing different things like backache, and what I was noticing was, you know, that is where we will hold energy.
Mm.
And we were talking earlier about releasing patterns and really releasing those patterns. And so I was seeing like little grid-like, like traffic jams of stuff. And so, you know, if you're listening and you were noticing that and you were noticing it start to loosen up as Janet brought us into heart space, notice where in your back you're feeling it. So if you're feeling that in your lower back, then, you know, what's unclogging is the traffic jam around your area of survival or very deep-seated emotions. If it's like your middle back, that could be your area of your power, it's like your engine room, and or your upper shoulders, you know, between your shoulder blades, is the back of your heart. So you might be unclogging the jam of you know what's kept your heart closed, because you know taking you down into heart space in this area now that Janet and I are floating. We're kind of in this really luxurious hot tub right now of feeling. And, you know, it is the deepest sense of love. And, you know, most of us didn't really grow up embraced in that, or at least, you know, I'm a WASP. So, you know, definitely one didn't have these kind of feelings growing up. So,
yeah.
Family patterns.
Well, we have heart is locked into a lot of emotional energy, right? That's where we kind of tend to put it. So we're just unlocking it. And everyone, as you do this, if this is your daily practice, if you do this once a week, if you do this once a month or once a year, the more you do it, the easier it is. And the body and mind and spirit are going to support you holding this. Now, the body, mind, and spirit might be challenged by it. And so we have to allow it to be okay to be present. And so, because some people go heart, out of here, you know, don't do that one. And what you're really missing is the further deepening, expansive connection that is in the center of our being. Because when you feel out on the top of your head and out beyond, you're really experiencing life very differently. And so we all are serving as a placeholder as consciousness. And it's about inhabiting it. And so we think in terms of new beginnings. What would you like to have a new beginning about? So just allow that to show up in this state. There you go. So what if that was possible? A new beginning, a transcendent transition. So we are all experiencing stuff all the time. And the stuff plays out in our issues as our issues. And from this state, that love that Joan was talking about, where it really doesn't matter. And that's a new beginning.
You know, something else I'm picking up on, Janet, is it's, you know, we've offered them this open door of a brand new possibility. And what I can see is that some people are kind of hesitant to step across the threshold.
Mm.
It's like, mm-hmm. I cannot imagine what it would be outside of this paradigm. So what I suggest to those of you is baby steps. And all you need to do is take the first step over, or the first step to the left or the right. And what you've done in doing that is that you have initiated stepping into a parallel universe of a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to know what the feeling is like before you take that step. You can just know that your intention or your desire is to take that step, and you step into it, and then the feeling comes to you. It's a little bit like, you know, when you just, you know, you're just starting college and go, I can't imagine what it's like to be a doctor. Well, no, because you've got like 7 more years of that. So, you can't preconceive at one point. You can get an image of it, but step into the feeling aspect of it, and it comes faster. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Great.
Totally. And it's okay. All right? We're going to tell you right now that wherever you are in relationship to what you think heart-centered awareness is okay.
Yeah.
We're going to give you permission to be here with us. And we're going to give you permission to be here with us, not because we need to, but because it's a reassurance on some level that it's okay to be here. And you have listened, you have tuned in. You want something different in your life, or you wouldn't be listening. And we have to kind of get out of our game sets of, oh, maybe, no, maybe, no, maybe, yeah. Okay, that little bit of yeah. So hook onto it, and it says, oh, this will be like a roller coaster. Some of us like roller coasters, and some of us don't. So set it up differently. What if you just step out, and it's a magic carpet? What if you just take a leap and allow yourself to feel the parachute? Or what if you just decide to, I don't know, walk off the edge and know you're okay? There's all different kinds of ways to engage us. But you, Jonah, you and I are so aware of how choosing to embrace a different reality has made a difference in our lives. And, you know, some of us are really drama queens. We love drama, right? And my drama has changed. I don't know that I have less drama. I just have more fun with my drama. I do have less drama because I have just more joy. You know, I had a lot of drama in my life growing up. And so now I just am like, huh, isn't that interesting? Isn't that fun? Wow, look how creative you are. Look how creative I am. I don't have to blame anybody for anything. What would that be like? What if that was a new beginning for people? There's no one to blame. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Would that make a difference? Oh yeah. Oh, that's way out there. Okay, everybody, it's way out in front of you. So I want you to really connect to that place. Let there be a place of awareness way out there that there's no one to blame.
In fact, I would invite you just to step into the universe where there is no blame.
Yeah.
And if you are loving your drama, just know that the more capable being you are, the more capable of being you are, the more capable, the more dramatic a story is, because it's a little bit like, it's like starring in your own movie and you're going for an Oscar. But for some of you that grew up with a lot of drama, so drama is kind of an external thing, then my recommendation is to not react dramatically, even if it seems dramatic, because that is an old family pattern. So if you're from like an alcoholic family, there is nothing but hysterical drama, and you know that that's an old pattern you don't have to react to. And by not reacting, you've stepped into a brand new experience. It's you're in a new beginning of not having to engage in those kind of patterns anymore.
Yeah, if we take the blame out of things. Mm-hmm. Whoa. All right. Oh, well, okay, that's much closer. That's that placeholder. Okay, so there it is. So what if you could put your hand out physically, everyone, into that space in front of you, and the reality is that there's an orb. And take the orb, and what do you want to do with it? Look how fascinating it is. It's just light, for heaven's sake. So, do you want to eat it? Do you want to put it, smash it on the top of your head? Do you want to put it in your heart? Do you want to put it in your left toe? Really doesn't matter. Or maybe make it huge so that you can physically feel yourself being encompassed by it. There's all kinds of different ways to engage with the information. So, see an orb of no blame. What do you want to do with it? You may want to throw it away, and that's all right. You may want to put it on a pedestal and look at it for a while. That's okay. And what if all of a sudden you just felt, oh, that's mine, and you want to take it in? What would that be like? Whoa.
Well, you're talking about an energy of no blame. So yeah. As opposed to, what is that? That's innocence. That is, I'm trying to, what is the opposite of the negative word that's in there?
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because the more you say the word, the more you're re-suggesting it into the reality, as opposed to hold the space of innocence, hold the space of, everything is very, very well.
And I think that's true, Joan, and it also depends upon what your frame of reference you're using. You know, what's your attachment in that? I think that's probably where a lot of people are at, is they think blame, no blame, right? And so what you're suggesting is if we're in relabeling the state to something totally different, innocence. If we call it innocence, notice what happens. All right. For me, what I'm noticing, if I call it innocence, is that it kind of disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's just a different thing. When I was holding it as no blame, which is the way it came to me for whatever my reference was, and it wanted to go into my heart, I could really feel that. So innocence to me is, okay, that's just running down my arms and there's this light of information. So yes, very good point. We're all referencing that into a context that engages us in how we've organized information, whether we're conscious of it or not. And that's the framework. So getting free of the labels of it, just so if it's innocence, what does that feel like? And because and that's why I didn't call it that, because I'm not one. I think we're always innocent. It's just innocence gaining experience. So in my frame of reference, that's why that word didn't come out probably that way. So
yeah. I was trying to trace it back to where this all came from, because the word, that five letter word beginning with B, was
being
reaction to something, and that wasn't, that word itself was not in my frame of reference of what we were talking about or experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, I love this. Look at all the different information that shows up and how we've organized this. Okay, so let's go back to, we want to flip some pages. There's something out here that's got pages. So we'll flip through the pages and we're going to say that page. Okay. So new opportunities.
Great.
Okay. Let's look at new opportunities then. See, that's what shows up when we let go of that discussion. This is what's so empowering in this field of potential. We have totally taken out of those frames of reference and let that go. So now we're at new opportunities. Whoa, you know, that's heady.
Exactly. It's like when we've worked with clients and they're about to go, and we ask them to notice what is different. And I suggest to keep noticing what's different, because if you go back to, well, you know, oh, it was like this or whatever, you have reset yourself to that previous state. Mm-hmm. Whereas we just noticed what we did was we shifted into something different. And you just, we've noticed ourselves in a new place, another difference. And that is how you get to a space of being completely different, brand new beginning. And it's like you can't even remember or identify with that other stuff.
Yeah. So new opportunities. Mm-hmm. What would it be like?
That's exciting.
That's real. So that's totally outside the framework of whatever your issue was in the context you were holding it. So what new opportunity would you like? So just be present. See what information shows up. See what range it is. If you're feeling it in a physical way in the heart, if you're feeling it in emotional context, if you're thinking about it, so it's more mind, or it's just an informational field. So information is going to show up in some way. New opportunity. Whoa, that's gonna be interesting. Something from behind. All right, something just went through the back of the neck. So the question is, well, what does that mean? And blah 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 blah. It's just stuff. It's just us noticing patterns of information in our field.
Yeah.
Sometimes the story, we are so invested in it, it keeps us locked into the old pattern. So when we reorganize it to say, what's a new opportunity you'd like? And then all of a sudden, something you sense in some way, something different, that's it. We don't necessarily need to put a name on it, but what I want you to do is notice in the next couple of days, if something out of the blue shows up, something you had not considered, and notice if you want to take it, because it could be an opportunity that really you can see down the road isn't going to be any different. And so you get to say, same old opportunity showed up. Really?
Well, you know, I have a fun game to play when you're trying to make a decision. And it's you know, you've got a choice to doing this one thing or you're doing this next thing. Mm-hmm. And I have people either look at or step into three doors. So it's like door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Oh, let's play. Okay,
so door number one would be to do it, you know, make one choice or do this one way. Door number two is the other choice you were going to the other decision. And then door number three is that possibility you hadn't considered.
Okay, so what do they want to do? Do they want to say above the framework, put up an issue or something particular?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So boys and girls. So if you have a decision that you need to make in your life, mm-hmm. you know, and it could be anything. It could be, you know, should I date this person? Should I leave this person? Should I choose this job? Do this other job? Should I, you know, move to Cincinnati or, you know, move to Florida? And so whatever the choices, it's usually there's two things, and have door number one represent the first option. Door number two represent the second option, and door number three is your wild card, is this something you haven't considered?
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
And depending on, you know, whether you're visual or physical or whatever, you can either just visualize these doors and imagine walking up to the first one and stepping through, or physically walk up to the first one and step through. Check out what that reality is like. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it, you know, what does it sound like? What does it smell like? How, whatever way you get that, you have done a little time traveling and checked out what the results would be from that. And then step back, close that door, step back, and then go out to door number two and check that door out. Step through it, either physically step through it or in your mind's eye. Take a look around. What does it sound like, smell like, feel like? Assess that. And then step back, shut that door behind you, and step back to your starting point. And then go to door number three, the one you have no idea what that is. You know, you hadn't thought about this before. Walk up to that, step through it, and check that one out. And once you've done that, come back, shut that door behind you. And when you come back to center, door number three isn't necessarily, just like you were saying, it isn't necessarily the one to do, but it might be. It gives you another option of something you hadn't thought of. Like, okay, I could just quit everything and backpack through Europe, you know, or I could, you know, not make a decision, because making no decision or taking no action is also a decision. But what you've now done is that you've given yourself, you know, really a full investigation of those three options, and pretty much gives you a sense of which way you're going.
Well, I love that, because you took it out of just thinking about it, right? Most of us get in the brain set, and we just worry it like a bone, and that's a habitual, you know, the condition set. You can only have certain results with your conditions. So there's only going to be, well, this or that. So we've just challenged that by throwing the wild card in. We threw potential in. And so now you've asked us to engage this into a feeling experience, which is probably more accurate, because most of us can rationalize and reason ourselves to the, you know, and we know we don't want to be doing that. So how do you feel about it, everybody? How's your body responding? How's your emotional context holding? And your thinking that comes from that is what we're looking for. So go through door number one, and maybe you already did. Do it again. See if it feels the same. Okay, now when you step back out, which I love, because you've engaged it and now you're allowing yourself to step back into something different, which you're going to be different anyway because you've allowed yourself to have this experience and this game playing. Okay, and just take a moment to notice. Did you like it? Or did you go into your head and said, oh, yeah, I get lots of money and, rats.
The thing is I wouldn't recommend them run this through again, because then they do start to intellectualize.
That's a good point.
I know you did one lead it yourself, and you can do that next Tuesday. But this is a quick and intuitive thing. And that's another way that you take it outside of intellectualizing, and you do it quick and intuitive. In fact, it's probably better to step into it than to visualize it, because visualizing is very close to your analyzer. So, so to just take it out into a different realm than you're used to doing it, and then trust your instincts after that is what I would say.
Well, and instincts are those gut reactions.
Yeah,
right. They're down in the belly of you, so that's where we want to foster. Okay, those. When you make those decisions from that place, you're invariably probably going to be a lot happier. I should have trusted my gut instinct. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, we have this other part of our brain that will talk us into something that really is the status quo. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you leave your alcoholic husband, and there's no way in hell you would ever date another alcoholic. And on your third marriage, it's like, there's something wrong with my picker. Why do I keep picking the, because
you know what that is.
You on from across the room is probably an alcoholic. You have to step out of that. and, you know, trust this other part of you, the bigger conscious part of you.
What if we know that new opportunities are available?
Yes.
In the same old choices. There you go.
That is great.
All right. New opportunities and the same old choices. And what would that be like? What if you can engage that question from within a different set of realities? Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I've had that experience with, when you drop in heart space and you start to operate from this awareness of consciousness, as we're doing right now, the cast of characters you're involved with changes.
Mm.
And it's not, sometimes it's pretty obvious in that this person fades out of your life and someone new comes back in, or comes in, mm-hmm. but also, sometimes your cast of characters changes, and I've used this example before about like Darren in the mm-hmm. TV show Bewitched, mm-hmm. and they switched an actor in the second or third season, and nobody didn't tell anybody, and nobody noticed,
mm-hmm. or they didn't say anything.
They didn't say. Well, it's kind of it was just like So it was one was Dick Sargent, the other was Dick York.
Yeah,
and so you can actually choose that. You can have that happen within your existence. Let's say you're in a marriage that's really difficult. Well, instead of trying to change that person, the other person, or trying to change the situation, you simply shift your perspective. So you change inside yourself, and then the external changes.
Well, that's why the blame came up.
Yeah.
You lose that.
Yeah.
New opportunities show up.
The focus, you drop, it's like you drop the focus off of that and the charge goes out. But also, really, this is, it's like suddenly their behavior changes because the being itself has reconfigured and shifted because the pattern has changed.
Well, and it's not about, I'm hearing someone is, well, I got to save him. Now he's different. No.
Actually, now you don't got to save him.
No.
It's different. So what do I do if I'm not saving somebody? Well, gosh, they're showing you their strengths. They're, they've got, suddenly they're freed up. They suddenly have all this extra energy to do fun things because, they're not feeling smothered or restricted by your energy. So.
Right. And you're not. And you may find that whatever your investment was, because that's true. Blame is an investment. In a certain particular viewpoint, and you give that up, you have no investment in this. How freeing is that? You're not invested in it anymore. So what would that be like? That would create a new beginning. Mm. There's so many different ways to engage life. And sometimes, we make these choices and then we have to go validate it and we have to, well, I made this choice and so I got to support it. That can be wrong. That can be right. We seem to hold those things. It's neither right or wrong. It's just information from a place of consciousness. Because in doing that, you'll go this path, probably to the same place, but you'll just do it a different way. Right.
So, Janet, I'm going to ask you a pretty direct question instead of typing it to you, which is, do you want us bring us out of heart space before the commercial or after?
What feels right to you?
It's actually, what feels right is before.
Before. Okay. Time to do that? Let's do it.
Yes.
All right, everyone. So, I was busy.
In a minute or less.
All right, everybody. So just come back into your awareness. Out of that depth of that field. It's still there. You can keep it. We're just going to bring you back more into the heart range, the emotional range. Just notice if it's showing up a little different. Bring it back into your heart. Feel your breath. There you go. So what you're doing is you're still there. You're just transferring your awareness to, your daily reality. And that reality is always there. since new opportunities are going to show up, that connection is going to get stronger.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, kind of there. It's just an easy place to be.
So the elevator actually, the elevator ride back up is quicker than the way down.
If you need an elevator, get on it.
Yes. So welcome back to your day.
Yeah, welcome.
You've come back out of heart space, but you can notice how that feeling stays with you. And we have to stop for commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about new beginnings and a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we have been talking about new beginnings.
We like them.
We do. And I hope you've had a really fun time doing that. We had some really great experiences stepping into brand new realities and letting you know that that is possible to have a complete and total transformation in your life.
And the key is to allowing it to happen. Okay, so those minutes that we spent there are real. What you experienced was real. Whether you, and that's not determined by how you hold the awareness of it. Let's just say things are changing. Things are showing up differently because that's the context of how we're playing in this field. So you're just going to invite yourself to hold more awareness of new opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah, that's important.
And so with your new awareness of new opportunities, let us tell you about some opportunities that you have to engage with us. Okay. And so the first one is one that I have coming up if you happen to live in the Puget Sound area or you feel like traveling, is that I have a Conscious Conversations with Joan meetup that is happening this Saturday, August 8th, at the Swayze Library in Tacoma, and that's at 3:30, and you can find us on meetup.com/consciousconversations. I also have coming up on Monday, I have an online webinar, so if you're not in this area, you can connect with me online at this webinar on consciousness techniques. So if you've ever had time in your life that's flowed with synchronicity or serendipity, and wouldn't you like to experience that more often? Learn simple and profound techniques for navigating life with consciousness. And that's Monday, August 10th. But I'm also doing an in-person workshop on Thursday, August 27th. And you can find out more at my website, joan-newcomb.com. And Janet, will you want to tell us about the Conscious Conference Call?
Okay. We're having August 20th, I think it is, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, a way to engage with us more one-to-one, 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, however many show up, as a group, we use our awareness, create sacred space, play in that, allow the conversation to come up, and have a really good time. So for those of you that like group experiences and that close interaction, because the dynamics change, depends upon how big the group is. You know, radio, we're going out to everyone everywhere at some time, some place. Don't always maybe have a sense of connection unless you're really allowing it, this to be real, that a lot of people are comfortable with, okay, I can talk to them And that sets up a different reality. So please engage with us. And you need to access us at, where is that?
I have Conscious it, with Joan and Janet.
See, there you go.
.com. And I didn't hear if you said that. It was Thursday, August 20th. That's right. Coming up.
I did say that. I was good.
Good for you. Good for you. I was traveling ahead because I was looking at, I'm also offering a class at the end of the month, Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. Just to let you know that you are not alone. Unseen support is available to you to help transform your life, health, and business. And you can learn some easy and effortless ways to connect with and receive communication from your invisible friends. And I'm offering an additional bonus if you've worked with healing guides, guardian angels, spirit guides in the past. You can receive an upgrade for more efficient interaction in today's higher frequencies. And I'm offering that online as a webinar on Friday, August 28th. I'm offering that in person at a workshop in Tacoma on August 31st. And you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, for more information about that. And then I'm really excited about this for you, Janet. You have a meetup in Tacoma starting.
No, I have a meetup in Portland
and
starting.
Thank you for correcting that. I'm reading two things. And yours is, this is the fun thing about it, is yours is now going to be every Tuesday. You're going to have
Right. So please, if you're local to Portland area, think about joining us on Tuesdays. It's 2 hours. It's Conscious Conversations with Janet and through Meetup. Go to meetup.com, Conscious Conversations with Janet. There you go. And come and join me. We do pretty much like this, but we really work on what's important showing up in the group. Doesn't matter the size group. Everybody gets input into it because that's just the way I like to work. And we just take our stories apart, our issues show up, whatever it is you need that you enjoy about experiencing life and how to do more of it. So I want to welcome anyone to come do that. And or contact me at Janet B at Janet and Beyond, and I'll give you more information. So what are we noticing, Joan? It's pretty clear out there.
It is. And I also want to put in a quick reminder that we are on Facebook, so you can engage with us on Facebook. Go to the Facebook groups, is Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group, join the fun, and get all of Janet's weekly newsletters and my weekly newsletters and fun things that are happening there. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet and see all the great things that we have happening on Twitter. And also, we invite for you to communicate with us both either through Facebook or Twitter or directly through email, consciouswithjoanandjanet at gmail.com. Let us know what the things you're curious about. If you want to have us explore more about something, if you have an issue in your life that you are struggling to have a conscious perspective of, we would love to address it on the air, because honestly, if you're having it, there are some like-minded souls struggling with exactly the same question. So that would be a really great gift to give them by asking us to talk about it.
And it's always about how you hold reference information.
Yes.
Right? And there are no judgments in that. That's just how you're perceiving life to be. We're offering you an opportunity to see if that could be different and how that could be different. Both of us have worked with, done this work enough in our own world, in our own lives, and working with groups and clients to know that you can have a change. It can be a positive experience. And it's about understanding that about yourself.
Well, you know, and a really fun thing that I have found when I work with people is that, you know, people may come in with a laundry list, mm-hmm. and they're all focused in this one area of their life. And yes, mm-hmm. we do this work and tick off all those boxes. But when they go back home, there's a ripple effect. And, you know, it's like 3 months later, things they hadn't even thought about have completely transformed.
Well, and like, you know, it happens all the time. Someone comes in with an issue that's humongous or feels that way, and it feels different by the time they leave. And then it just gets encoded in such a different reference. It's not the thing in their life anymore.
Yes.
Where it was everything in their life. And we can have that about big things, little things, mediocre, minimum. So a new opportunity. Look for the new opportunity this week. Let us know how you experience it. Let it be real. Let it be more than just a moment and a blink of an eye. Because that's when it'll take place, when you're not noticing it.
Yes, it does. It's like when you let it go, suddenly it happens.
It happens. Yeah, there you go. So we're at time, I think, this week again.
I think we have slid into home. So we want to let folks know that thank you so much for listening and helping to co-create the show, because it doesn't matter where you are in time and space, if you're listening to this live right now, or if you are listening to this sometime in the future, you have actually helped co-create your energies. There is no time or space have come together to make it happening now. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And I'll be here the next time, like Joan. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to do this, and we're having a lot of fun with everybody. So please join us.
Thank you for joining us. Yes.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.